三根肌肉的。 light, shine your light on me. Shine your 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 light on me. Shine your light on me. Shine.
Forever, forever, forever.
cross, you will never find. Nobody like Jesus, you will never, ever, ever find. Thank you. can do is take the mountain when it is failing. If you only trust him, that just be fine. Yes, I love him. You just hold it out. You master all things. He can give us in the mountain when it's failing. If you only trust him, that just be fine. You just have to love him. Oh,
It took a little bit longer getting ourselves together, but you love us anyhow, right?
Amen.
Give us some good light, amen? Amen. It's kind of spooky in here when it's so dark, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. You know, it's bad enough. You know, you walk into this little storefront, I bet you we scared poor Brother Matt out of his mind. And then when Crystal's face got up there, that really freaked him out. You know, so y'all are weird today. Amen.
Amen.
That's
ours. Amen. Somebody say glory to God. I think we need to turn some air on in here to wake y'all up, huh? What do y'all think? Amen. People get real comfortable in the heat. Amen. Ready to take naps. Glory to God. Isn't he good?
All the time.
Somebody say sometimes.
No.
How many of y'all ready to learn something this morning?
Amen.
If you're ready, Brother Jesse, you tell me when you're ready for me. Amen. You gave me thumbs up. Well, we're early already. Well, we should be. I'm going to let y'all out of here at 12:37. Somebody say praise the Lord for that. No, 12:40, because we got to take an offering. And if it's not a good one, we're going to let you out of here at 2 o'clock. Amen. Do one of them Kojic offerings. Y'all know y'all got it. Amen. Amen. So say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Let me shut this door. She got them kids riled up already. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all better get in that classroom and set all that noise up. Hallelujah. I tell you what, Shaquille's got the voice of 10, doesn't she? Somebody say, yes, we're going to teach her to preach, amen? She'd be the next Juanita Bynum, amen? All right. Yes, she did. Glory to God. All right, Brother Jay, come on, we can do this. Everybody say words.
Words.
This is the kick that I'm on. And, you know, usually my kicks are the good kicks, right? I'm going to let y'all borrow this Bible, amen? Y'all borrow this one and follow on. If y'all pick up this, you'll improve your life. Amen?
Amen.
This will make life a little bit better for everybody. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody say words again.
Words.
Say it again. Words.
Words.
Glory to God. Proverbs chapter. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 23. Verse 16, Proverbs 23, verse 16. It says, yea, my reins shall rejoice when thy lips, I'm going to say, when your lips,
speak
right things. Well, this was a king talking to his son. He said, boy, I'm going to shout, have myself a Holy Ghost fit as soon as you get to the point to where I hear your mouth only speaking right things. Because he at that point he could rejoice, because he knew that as long as that as his, he heard those confessions, amen, as long as he heard the right thing, he knew that the future would be all right.
Amen.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise.
So listen, when can you feel good about something? When can you feel confident about something? When can you really start to rejoice, amen, when you're working with people. We're working together as a body. I'm sure you're trying to train your children up right. Hopefully everybody's trying to pick up someone and help them along the Christian path.
Amen.
I tell you what, don't start to shout, amen, until the confession is positive.
Amen.
Somebody say, praise the Lord for that. I'll get happy, not when I, listen, you know, people will grow at different, you know, they'll grow differently. Some will grow faster than others. But sometimes people, all people do is look at their habits, they look at their hang-ups and stuff like that, but listen for their confession. Because the only way you can predict the future, amen, is by listening to the words. So he said, yeah, I'll start, my reins will rejoice when I hear your lips speak right things. Somebody say, what's holding it up? What's holding back the blessing? What's keeping the good from coming? Look at someone real close in their face and be real bold about it. Amen. If they hit you, I'll swing for you. Amen. Say, your
big
mouth Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say praise the Lord for that. Somebody say it's only a word away. Amen. Victory is only a word away. It's only a confession away. How many of you really want to do something? You just feel, I've got to do something to get myself out of this, to change the situation. I've tried everything. I've changed this habit, and yet it's not coming together. What is the problem? What can I do? Somebody say it's right here. So say, this is the most powerful thing right here. This is where the power is. Somebody want the power to change. So say, power.
Power.
Say it again, power.
Power.
Notice that when Jesus came, the first thing Jesus did when he came, he what? Preached. He spoke. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He began to speak. There'll be no power. There'll be no manifestation. There'll be no activity in your life until you start to speak it. How many want to see a positive change in your life? I'm going to talk to you today about the power that a lot of people don't know about, the power of positive confession. Because we're going to get our words together and get out of some ruts. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So he said, listen, I'm going to get real happy when I start to hear you say something. Amen. Somebody say, get ready.
Get ready.
Say it again. Get ready.
Get ready.
Oh, y'all are real quiet this morning, aren't you? Say perfect. Everybody say perfect. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you what, brother. Let's go also to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20. And when you get it, say, I got it. It says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. It says, death and life are in the power of what? Of the what? Everybody say, the power of the tongue. Say it again. The power of the tongue. There are some things that are dead in your life right now. You know why? Because you haven't released the power of God with your big mouth. Somebody say amen. There are some curses that are alive in your life. Amen. Because you released it with that powerful vessel of your mouth. You can stop some things. There are some things that need to live and there are some things that need to die.
Amen.
I believe rough times and hard times should die. I believe bad habits need to die. I believe dysfunction needs to die. I believe drug addiction needs to die. Amen. I believe poverty needs to die. Lack needs to die. Sickness needs to die. Stupidity needs to die. How many times have you seen a demon of stupidity?
Amen.
There's a deaf and dumb spirit, but then again, there's just a dumb spirit. Amen. Just people act dumb. Somebody said they need to die.
Amen.
Well, you know why certain things haven't died in your life? Because you have power in your mouth. Jesus cursed that tree. He walked by that tree and that tree wasn't giving him the fruit that he desired in the time that he wanted. And he spoke a word and he said, no fruit come out of you ever again, and left. And you know that tree withered up and died. So say, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Wow, what a power God's given you. You can stop some things, some negative things that are happening in your life, some horrible things, some you know, everybody had habits, you know, habits happen, you know, reoccurring thing, here it comes again. Well, you can kill it with your mouth. And you can also bring to life some things with your mouth. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And it says, they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So how many want to make your life just a little bit better? How many are tired of being hungry? You're tired of being in lack. Somebody say, your big mouth. Or just your mouth might be keeping your wallet empty. maybe some things, maybe you're not satisfied completely what you're being dealt with in life and what's been given you. It says a man's belly shall be satisfied. You're not going to have satisfaction in life until you develop the right mouth. How many want to live a satisfied life? Complete. You ride in the car that you know God wants you to ride in. Amen. You got the job you know God wants you to have. You got the mate or whatever it is that God wants you to have. Amen. Because you've developed, somebody said you brought it about by just saying the right things. Somebody say hallelujah. God wants us to get to the point to where we receive His word on the inside of our hearts and we start to speak it and then we start to experience it. And then we start to, you know, then we start to walk with satisfaction in life. Not guessing. Somebody say hallelujah. Go right here. It said also, remember we were talking about, somebody say your mouth. He says, in Proverbs chapter 23, 16, he said, yea, my reins shall rejoice when your lips speak right things. Somebody say, as soon as we get our mouths together, God is going to do something great. Look at somebody and say, are you ready? Somebody say, what's the problem? What's the problem? Why aren't things happening? Where is everybody at? Where is the miracle? Where is this revival you've been talking about? Where is this blessing that you prophesied? So you say, all this stuff, you say God's ready to do something. When God is ready, how do you get ready? Somebody say, ready. Everybody say, y'all are quiet this morning. I believe what I'm talking about this morning. And this word's going to stand true no matter what. And I know there's some people that think that God is late, blaming God because He hasn't moved on some things in their life. Calling Him a liar, amen, doing all this other stuff, thinking it, you know, and you're just the big martyr or whatever it is. Say, God is always ready. The moment that He put the seed of that promise in your heart, He was ready to do it right then and there. But you got to get ready. How can you tell when somebody's ready? Listen. Let me say, praise the Lord. You know, there are certain people you get up there. You pray for people, you know, and you hear them. You can tell whether they're ready to receive the miracle or not by listening to them pray. And they ever went to, so you go to certain healing meetings where they just tell people, please don't pray, just shut up. Because they'll talk their way right out of the miracle. Oh, I'm so unworthy. Oh, I hope you do this, Lord. And you know they're not really saying hope. They're just rolling the dice. Come on, Jesus, please hit my number today, Lord. You can tell when someone's ready for something, for God to move, by just listening to what comes out of their mouth. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if you listen around here, we ain't ready for much. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We can get, you know, you can prepare. Amen. Thank God. We're getting ready for certain things and we're working on different things. God gives different people different burdens, a different ministry for us to get ready to go where God wants us to go as a body, right? We want to get ready. Amen. We want the building to look good. We found out we got to paint again. Amen. Sister Bell says the flowers look bad. They really do. Amen. And we want to make sure that gets together. We want to make sure the children's church is ready. We want to make sure the sign out front is ready. We want to make sure the pastor's ready on Sunday morning so we don't have to wait a half an hour. So God can move. Somebody say, are you ready?
Amen.
Let me tell you what. You're not ready until you get your big mouth together. See, that's what God's not looking at the chairs. He's not looking at the carpet. Thank God for these things. Now, we should do that with excellence. Amen. But that's not really what He's concerned about. He's listening to the word. Somebody say, that's the realm of the spirit. He comes and hears the confession. He comes and hears. That's why He said, what will you have me do for you? Whenever He was going to do something for someone, He would allow them to speak just for a moment to see where their faith was at. And then He would move on their faith. You can go to as many car lots as you want to, but if your mouth's not where you're, amen. If your mouth, somebody say, get your mouth together. See, that's where God starts. See, many times we want to get our life, you know, oh, I got to cut this out, cut that. Yeah, you got to cut all that mess out, but you're not going to be able to cut anything out until you work with this big, messy mouth.
Amen.
Some say, get your messy mouth together. And God will move. You got to take what you can take. So say, time to do some cleaning. Amen. Start with that mouth. Somebody say, glory to God. I'm talking the word this morning. It's still good. James chapter 3. Go there. Who's he talking to this morning? Everybody. Mm-hmm. Somebody say, glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Talking to myself. I heard this message. I say, Lord, there it is. You mean it was there all along? He said, say that the promise is not far off. You know, they were talking about, listen, don't say it's over here, it's over there, or that it's far off. He said, for the word is nigh ye, even in your mouth. That thing that God promised you, that victory that he promised you, that thing that you see, that thing that you perceive, it's already there. It's all, where is it? Somebody say, glory to God. It's in your mouth. All things started with the spoken word. In the beginning, God said, and it was.
Amen.
Said, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in what?
Word.
In what?
Word.
In what?
Word.
Praise God. The same is a what? Perfect man. And we know that when God's talking about perfect, he's talking about ready. He just means ready for use. So I'm going to say glory to God. When are you going to be ready? When he can trust your mouth. Yeah, my mother used to say, I can't take you anywhere. Amen. You know, so you ever go someplace and you just tell everything, you know. No, that's not the way it was, Mama Pop. Amen. So there's a certain thing God will never get us into, you know, because we go with our mouth wide open. Amen. Blah, 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 blah. Amen. There are certain promises you never get into because you haven't learned the power of your mouth. Many of your lives are screwed up today. Amen. Just because you don't realize what you got right here. The same is perfect and ready. How many, do you feel that you're ready to go for what God has for you? If you haven't learned faith and confession, you haven't learned what to say and what not to say and got control of your mouth, you're not ready for God to move in your life. You're not ready to be used. Give me a Sunday school class. I know all the stories of the Bible. But if you got a messed up mouth, you can't shut up. You haven't learned the power of your mouth. Is amen. After the class is over, amen. That extra sentence that might put somebody back 5 years. Repeating something we don't need to repeat. Amen.
Amen.
Confessing something that we don't need to confess. Amen.
Amen.
God can't work with that. People don't usually backslide over a piece of paper on the floor, but we need to get them up. Amen. I never have seen anybody walking, you know, we need to get stuff together, amen? We don't want to have no nasty church around here, amen? No nasty bathrooms. Somebody say, praise the Lord. But I've never seen anybody backslide because of a nasty bathroom.
Amen.
I ain't going to heaven. I did. Did you see the way that toilet looked? I ain't going to heaven. All the toilets look like that in heaven.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Where's the sign? I ain't going to heaven. I quit. I came to church and it was, come on, forget it. I've never seen it happen. I've never seen people backslide because I've been 15 minutes late. Somebody say hallelujah. I've never seen anybody backslide because the music was too loud. Somebody say hallelujah, amen. Somebody say glory to God. But I have seen people quit and get messed up. Amen. Because somebody, lobbity, lobbity, lob. Somebody say words.
Words.
If ever someone gets tripped up, fallen, stops coming to church, I don't care what the issue is, it's always, always because of words. Amen. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. In every case, when someone has fallen or stopped coming to church, amen, some say words. The devil couldn't trip up Adam and Eve until he did what? Got them running their big mouth. He said, that's not what the Lord said. No, the Lord said this. And he said, no, that's not what he said. He talked her out of what God had for her. Amen. And sometimes we may meet, I've made up my mind. You know what? You can't tell anybody anything unless God gives it to you. We got to stop thinking we know it all. I don't know. You know, we can only guess. I can give you scriptures and stuff like that, but you got to figure out what God's plan is for your life. Now, if God gives me something to give to you, you know, the dream or something like that, that's what I'll speak, amen, because that's power and that's life, amen. But other than that, you got to hear God for yourself. We got too many people living off of vain words. Amen. Some say death and life in the power of the tongue. If you ever found, you know, in every case, I can pull out the book register. Amen. And somebody stop. Whose mouth was this? Somebody say glory to God. It's always, always the case. So say, be ready. See, this church could grow whatever you want to. Somebody say. It could grow, it could do whatever it wants, but the church will never, I mean, you could start on time, got the big sign, get a million. I'm going to tell you, you can't buy a good mouth. You can buy projectors, you can buy computers, you can buy suits, amen. You can buy worship leaders, you can buy anything you want to buy today in this body, amen. Amen. But you can't buy a good confession. Amen. You can't buy mouths that have been trained and altered by the Holy Ghost. I've known some people gone out there and bought worship leaders. Amen. Cost them $50,000 a year, and they didn't know they bought a mouth. Amen. Sang real good, but amen, after the song was over, blah, blah, blah. Amen. Amen. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Look at somebody and say,
what is your mouth
doing? Glory to God. We're learning this morning. Glory to somebody say, oh, he's still got 10 minutes. Hallelujah. It says this. If any man offend not in word. That means if you can get in here, amen, and you can survive in any case. Somebody say, offend not. In any situation. See, there are a lot of stuff that we can get bent out of shape over. If you'd been to church with us, we went to did a service. That sound man did not know what he was doing whatsoever. And we need all the help we can get. Amen. You know what? But that was an opportunity if we wanted to really run my mouth. Amen. And I could have offended some people right there. See, but you wouldn't be ready. See, you're going to give in all kind of opportunities. Amen. To do stuff. Somebody cut you off. Amen. See, if any man offend not in word, amen, that means if somebody can hang with you for a full week and nothing drops out of your mouth, amen, to set somebody off, you're ready. Amen. Some people you just know, you just got to think. You get in the car with them in 20 minutes, I guarantee you, amen. Something's going to go off in here, amen. Hallelujah. We got any offenses in here? Amen? See? Are you going to be ready? Hallelujah. See, we got to be ready. So you got to realize we just can't go on offending people, amen, just because we think, amen, this big powerful thing you got there, the devil says, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to send somebody wanted to you, amen, on your bad day. Amen? I'm going to set it up. Amen? I'm going to find someone that doesn't know how powerful their tongue is, amen, and sit them right beside that one, amen. So say, you're not going to be ready, amen. The church is not going to be ready until we get a body that even in the worst circumstances, amen, the worst situation. So you can go through, the Bible never promises that we're not going to go through some mess. There are times everybody's going to go through some stuff. It's not always roses. We're not in heaven yet. Amen. We're not in heaven yet. These streets aren't gold. Amen. Stuff's going to happen. You're going to be approached with all kind of stuff. But a body and a group of people that are ready can walk into anything. Amen. And say, hey, hold up. This is one of those times that if I don't check myself, I'm gonna go off. But you got to be ready. Somebody say, amen. Some say, not by my mouth. Let me tell you what. You don't have to. When stuff goes off, you can figure out this. There is always a big mouth that will always speak the negative. God doesn't need your help. Somebody say, amen. I've learned that even you, sometimes you should think, boy, this person needs a good tongue lashing, a good cussing out. Amen. You don't have to do it. The devil has more than enough employees. Amen. To take that assignment. Amen. Just give it some time. It'll come. Don't let it be you. You can hold your peace. Amen. And not be responsible. Somebody said, well, we hold it at our point. We pray down this. And their prayer ministries don't do nothing but pray stuff down. Curse this. Curse that. Well, don't you know you reap what you sow? If God's got you doing nothing but cursing stuff, amen, what's going to come back to you? Nothing but curses. Amen. Whenever God said, whenever I want to curse something, I said, Lord, don't give me that assignment, please. Amen. Amen. Because you only reap what you sow. There's always somebody willing to do the dirty work. Amen. Amen. Why don't you be the blesser? Amen. And be greater. Some say your mouth. How many are ready to get ready? If we can get to the point to where we don't offend with this, then we're ready. Why does it take so long around Nation Church? Because we the type, our personality types, people that are attracted to this place, amen, we got big mouths. A bunch of extroverts, amen. Every little idea, every little thought, amen. Wah! Somebody say amen. So say glory to God. So say glory to God. Come on. Y'all act like y'all are doing it. So say amen. I can't wait to get out of here. I can't wait to get out of here. Somebody say the telephone. Somebody say, how long is it going to take? Amen. Because you know what? We have to, every word spoken, you have to work with them. Amen. You know, we sit up there, you know, we got children and siblings and people in our lives, husbands and wives, some of us, co-workers, and we didn't run our mouth and spoke the negative and talked all this mess. It don't just go away. What you speak will be there. You're going to have to clean it up before you can go on. So you can hang up a sign all you want to. Amen. Amen. We can plant rose bushes all across the platform. Amen. But we'll never be ready. Amen. Amen. Until we learn to tame the tongue. It's a very special word. Everybody, let me tell you, somebody say, how many want some power? How many want power? Now, I'm not saying this to be smart, and I'm not saying this to be a little smart aleck, amen? I'm saying it's because we want to live and want to make things better, and I really mean it. Let me tell you something. If you want to be my friend, let me tell you, I want you to get used to a statement, not get offended, amen? Look at somebody and say, shut up. Say it. Somebody say, come on, G likes that. Somebody say, she said, I like this message, amen. Come on, there's nothing wrong with that. Somebody say, shut up. Sometimes that's the best thing you can tell somebody. Amen. If you want to walk with, now we're talking about being together. How many we said be together? That means we want to go someplace. You're the people I want to walk with. I want to walk with you, amen. God called us to be together because we got good qualities, amen. We can make it. We got great faith, amen. But we'll never get there unless we learn to help each other out, amen. And the easiest way to do it, amen, when we walk in, amen, we're going through some rough times, amen, and we feel tempted, amen. We're going to feel tempted. Something negative happens. Somebody does something stupid. Somebody gets off into sin. What happens when they get off into sin? The Bible says there are certain sins that the Bible says even a shame to speak of it. There are certain mess. It's just a shame to even speak of it. You can know about it, amen. Tell the truth and just go on. Because you know what? When the day of judgment comes, amen, you'll be standing right there. Amen. They'll be standing for what they did. Amen. You'll be standing for talking about it. Some say, shut up. Speak the truth and walk in love. Amen. And keep your mouth clean. If we want to talk about stuff, there's a whole lot we can talk about. Amen. Nobody has anything to talk about. We're all sinners saved by grace. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Who knows what mess you're going to come up with next year? Amen. Who knows what's hiding in the closet?
Amen.
Some say, watch your mouth.
Amen.
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 You got to learn to keep rolling. Amen. There's certain people who do some wild stuff. I got to the point, I got to speak the truth and roll. I don't even want to waste my time talking about sin, because what you speak, what you talk about is where you dwell. It's not like you're trying to avoid issues and stuff like it. What you talk about is where you get stuck. If there are people that are stuck in sin, speak the truth, speak the word of liberty, and roll. I'm not going to roll there with them, amen. I'm not even going to camp around it, amen. I'm not going to let it cloud my life. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God. Keep rolling. Keep getting up. Stop dwelling on stuff. Glory to God. There's more than enough good stuff in the Bible to be thinking about, to be talking about, than somebody went off their rocker. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. What good did it do them, and what good is it going to do you? Praise the Lord. I'm teaching so good today. Everybody say shut up three times. What a good message. That's talking about getting someplace. Amen. Ooh, I just heard it in a different way. Amen. Because, you know, when we speak, we release either heaven or hell. And I talked about it last week. Somebody say hallelujah. Jesse's laughing. Amen. But we can turn, you know, you can lose heaven or you can lose hell. Amen. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Amen. Every once in a while, you know what I want to say. Amen. Shut up. Amen. Glory to God. It says this. If any man offend not in word, the same is perfect. Amen. Y'all better shut up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And able also to bridle the whole body. See, how many want to bridle the body?
Yes.
See, you want, you know, there are certain things you're doing with your body, certain things you're doing with, amen, I can't stop this, I can't stop that, I wish I had control. It starts with your mouth.
Right.
Your tongue starts with your mouth, amen? Everything starts with your mouth. Change starts with your mouth. That means you won't be able to break habits. You break habits here first. Amen? Somebody say glory to God. I'm getting there. Oh, 3 minutes. Lord, I wanted to get so far with this. Let me at least get out of James. It says, behold, we put bits in horses' mouths and they obey us. Somebody say obey us. Somebody say obey us. How many of you want to obey the Holy Ghost? And you want to go where the Holy Ghost leads. Now, they put bits in horses' mouths so they can turn it. See, you put something in the horse's mouth and you pull on it. Amen. You pull his mouth this way and the horse will turn his body. You pull the horse's mouth that way and it'll turn it this way. Amen. If you got his mouth, they control the direction of a horse by his what? Mouth. We need to turn this around. Some say God's about to turn some things around. And how's he going to turn it around? Amen. Put that bit in the mouth. Shut up and put this bit in your mouth and pull it this way. He's going to pull that confession. No, I want my mouth to go this way. I want to say this. Nope, turn it this way. Some say, if God's going to turn it around,
He's
going to start
by
putting
a little bit
in your mouth. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. God is, whenever God gets on us about our mouth, that means He's ready to change things. Glory to God. A lot of people have never heard this stuff. Amen. We put bits in horses' mouth and they obey us. And we turn about their whole body. That means the whole of your life will be turned around by turning your mouth. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, are driven of fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small helm. Isn't that amazing? It's that little teeny thing turns that whole big ship. How many want to turn Titanic around? Amen. Headed for an iceberg, amen, but they won't turn it around, amen. You can change the force of wind, all this other stuff, the waves and directions, amen, but until you turn that little helm, amen, helm, that ship's not going to turn. Whosoever governs, listen, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. It says the tongue is a fire. Somebody say fire. Of a world of iniquity. So is the tongue of all the members that it defileth the whole body and setteth on the course and setteth on fire the course of nature and is set on the fire of hell. Some say the fire of hell. There it is. Some say the fire of hell. People say, how did we get here? Amen. Why? An uncontrolled mouth only brings about hell. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
An uncontrolled mouth will only bring about hell and lead you to hell. Amen. It's very easy, and it's also biblical. You can say, shut the hell up. Amen. By controlling your mouth. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even so, the tongue is a little, okay, and where are we at? Okay, the fires. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of the things that the sea is tamed and have been tamed of mankind, the tongue can no man tame. So say the tongue. Now, this thing that we're talking about, you cannot tame it. It is an unruly evil, fully of deadly poison. How many of you have learned that? No matter how hard you try, you by yourself cannot handle your mouth. You can try all you want to, amen. You could probably keep it up for about 3 or 4 hours, amen. But the Bible tells us, let me get you straight off, amen. Your big mouth is better than you think it is, amen. You just can't hear one message, amen, and all of a sudden, I got it all under control, amen. Nope, it's impossible. You need the help of the Holy Ghost to help you with your mouth. And we're going to find out in sermons and messages to come how different people prayed about this and that this is not a whim that I'm on, but it's really legit. Amen. David said, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Because he realized how important words were, that he was asking God that his words help me with my words. When I start studying this stuff, you know, and really getting into it a little bit more, I'm sitting here praying. I didn't pray it this morning. Should have prayed it. See how easy it is? Not even just to pray the prayer. Help me with my words today. Somebody say hallelujah. Realize that's where your life is and that's where your power is in your words. Amen. The tongue can no man tame, is full of unruly evil and full of deadly poison. Therewith we bless God and even the Father, and therewith we curse we men, which are made in the similitude of God. And all these other things is talked about cursing and blessing. Amen. Up today, down tomorrow. 1 minute a worship song, next minute, amen, we're just talking down the whole thing. That should not be. Amen. There are certain things. I'm going to get on this a little bit more tonight. Don't miss this, please. Come so we can learn about these tongues. There are several things we're going to be studying about the tongue. Today we talked about the power of the tongue. and that it's important that we control the tongue so that if we control this tongue, we'll be able to go on to the next step. Amen?
Amen.
Did I make my point real clear? Do you think it was clear? Did you understand that little Horace bit, that how God will turn it by turning their mouth? So in the messages that come, we got several things. Amen? Tonight we're going to be talking about if you can't do it on yourself, how do you get control of this big mouth? There's one message, there's nothing about the big mouth. Isn't that a good one? We're going to talk the whole time about nothing but big mouths. Amen? And I got the biggest of the big. Amen? Good Lord. Please forgive me. Amen? Woo! So say glory to God. Then we're going to be talking about the froward mouth. You can have soft words and maybe not speaking all the time, but everything that comes out of your mouth is a little cross, a little bit off, a little bit bent the wrong way. Amen? I mean, there are certain people who don't say a lot, but when they do open up their mouth, amen?
Well, let me tell you what I think.
Somebody say hallelujah. That froward mouth. Somebody say froward. That means that's the mouth that's going to get you in trouble. Amen. It's just not big mouths that get you in trouble, but froward mouths. There's certain people that miss it all the time, sweetly.
May I say something?
Somebody say that froward mouth. You better learn to discern the froward mouth. Amen. So we got the big mouth, the froward mouth. Amen. Then we're going to learn about the trained tongue. Somebody say the trained tongue. And I've never heard that taught before. There's a lot of scriptures about. Do you know David was a faith and confession man? Really, big time. Didn't start with Brother Copeland. Didn't start with Brother Hagin. David was big time faith and confession. He trained his mouth. He trained his mouth. So we're going to learn how to train our mouth. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And then we're going to get into another one. Amen. And everybody's going to make this one. Amen. Somebody say the gossip. Amen. That's a big one too. Amen. That's a demon. That's a devil. That is a devil. An evil devil. Amen. The gossip is a terrible, terrible. It's one of the worst devils that you will ever encounter in any ministry. The gossip has shut more churches than anything you could ever imagine. Gossip has caused more backsliders than anything. Amen. You know, one of the statements I got, of course, now we're looking at rape and all these other things. Rape and murder and all these other things, but you know, also in sync with the rapists and the murderers and whoremongers and all this other stuff, it's the big mouth gossip. Somebody say hallelujah. And a lot of this is one of the things that the devil left out. The obvious things, we don't want to get into all those other things, but we don't realize this other thing. God hates it. How many of you know that God hates a lot of sins? You know, we all know the ones he really hates. But for as many times he says he hates these other things, glory to God, it says he hates perverse lips and those that sow discord among the brethren. Doesn't mean he said he abhors it and he hates it. Somebody say hates.
Amen.
And we're going to be getting into several scriptures about that. Amen. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be terrible? I hate your mouth. Better be careful. Amen. And then we're going to be talking about the benefits of a positive confession. Amen. I don't care if it takes us 2 years and it's just 12 of us in here for 2 years until we get our mouth together. If God holds it together while we get this mouth, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So say, getting our words and our confession together that we might be able, somebody say confession,
confession.
For possession.
Possession.
Glory to God. Are y'all enjoying this? Hallelujah. And everybody's going to get something. Amen. Well, I don't say a bunch of stuff. Well, maybe you don't say enough good stuff. So it's enough in there for everybody. Everybody stand up. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say we're learning about power. Somebody say hallelujah. We get to receive this morning's offering. Somebody say hallelujah. Well, glory to God. I wish we had all day. I feel, when, you know what? When the word of faith people got this message of power of confession, we've been teaching real short. But most of the time when they were getting these teachings, if some of y'all were around, we'd go to seminars. Amen. And in those seminars, they would teach on the tongue and confession for 3 hours. You go there for a week and you just sit up under this stuff and hear it. Amen. It's really hard to cram it all in just a short time because it's big. Teaching session. Amen. Aren't you glad you're hearing it?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Everybody do this.
Praise the Lord. If you're giving cash today, I thought we have envelopes. Amen. Hallelujah. If you need an envelope, Mel needs an envelope. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to God. Say, if I can't make it better, at least I won't make it worse. Amen. There are certain things, days that came, girl, those days look like it's going to be so rough. You know, the devil's all over it, the mess. And I just said, well, what I'm going to do today is just sit around and shut up. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Sometimes that's the best thing you can do.
Hallelujah.
Nikki, you want to pray over today's offering, dear? How many of y'all glad to see Nikki in church? Hallelujah. And her wonderful friend, Matt. Hallelujah. Matt's been the word lately. Amen. Matt's been the word. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. How many are blessed to sow this morning? Hallelujah. We're going to be talking about your mouth. Some of y'all should be glad that we're talking about mouths instead of money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But Father, we love you. We give you praise forevermore. Amen. So, hallelujah. Glory to God. And it'll come back to you 100-fold. Glory to God. You're going to prosper. You're going to make it. You are going to win. Hallelujah. God promised you that you'd win. Amen. Anything wrong in your life, God will make it right. Amen. Expect another blessing. Expect another blessing. Expect another blessing. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't wait for the next paycheck. Expect it to happen today, tomorrow, and watch what God does. Amen. And he'll move for you if you let him. Come on up and sow that in Jesus' name. Amen. And y'all be blessed. We had a good time with y'all this morning. I got to get, amen, Sister Bell, so she can get back to the ranch. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if somebody say, you sow with expectation to reap. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Did y'all enjoy today?
Yes.
Did you enjoy today, Matt? Praise God. Hallelujah. He said it was different.